SBS हिंदी।
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी।
आइए दोस्तों, ये है नायडॉक सप्ताह, तो मैं आपकी मुलाकात करवा रही हूँ आशा भट्ट के साथ, जो कि CEO हैं द सदर्न एबोरिजिनल कॉरपोरेशन की पिछले 11 सालों से। ये भेंटवार्ता हम अंग्रेजी में करेंगे। सो हेलो आशा।
गुड मॉर्निंग कुमुद, हाउ आर यू?
वेरी गुड, प्लेजर टू हैव यू ऑन आवर शो। एंड यू बीन द CEO ऑफ द सदर्न एबोरिजिनल कॉरपोरेशन फॉर 11 इयर्स एंड यू आर इन ऑल्बनी इन वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया। टेल मी, व्हाट इंस्पायर्स यू टू वर्क विद द नुंगा पीपल ओवर देयर?
Well, I've got a strong passion for assisting disadvantaged people. Growing up in India, you know, I saw a lot of disparity and inequality, and I wanted to do something for our own people too, but I didn't have the tools at that time. Coming to Australia and working for Southern Aboriginal Corporation over 11 years, I've learned a lot about Noongar culture. And, you know, I feel that, you know, I can provide voice to Noongar culture and I can be an advocate for them, for their rights. And as well as, you know, I can lobby with federal, local and state government bodies.
Yeah. You just mentioned you learned a lot about their art, their culture. So tell us a little bit about the art and culture of the Noongar people.
I mean, art, you know, they can depict their story through the art and they can talk about their family and the history. And it's very inspiring to see that. And we got arts and craft classes that we run at Southern Aboriginal Corporation, where we have clients of family domestic violence and homelessness people. And they depict their emotions through the art, and it is very satisfying to see that, you know, their art and culture. I've learned a lot, you know, about their food. They love kangaroos. They call it as yonga. And dampers. Dampers are similar to what we do, like our own pet as well. So sometimes I bring, you know, rotis and I share with them and they call it as dampers.
Okay, so the dampers are like our rotis, are they?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's nice to know.
It's a bit thicker, but, you know, yeah.
And what is it made out of? What flour?
It's a self-raising flour, but, you know, we use wholemeal flour,
yes.
But they love it. The rotis I bring and I share with them. So there is a lot of similarities that I find, you know, about family values, connection to extended family, informal way of dealing with issue, you know, sitting together and with food and have a yarn, and, you know, it's a laid back way of dealing with things, and, you know, support that you get from family and extended family at loss and grieving time, and it reminds me of our culture and respect for elders.
Sure. And you've lobbied a lot with the state, local and federal governments to fight for their interests. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, you know, currently, you know, there is an issue about drug and alcohol in this region. And in 2016, you know, we had a big forum to bring all the Noongar people together to find out about the problems they have and the impact that drug is having on Noongar community. And then, you know, to find the solutions to deal with those issues. So we come up with the recommendation, and the recommendation, you know, I have taken to federal politician, Indigenous Minister for Health at that time was Ken Wyatt. Now, today, he's a Minister for Indigenous Australian. And, you know, we took it to state government as well and local government in the city of Albany. So I just want to get a rehab center for them here so they can get rehabilitation. Almost half of the Albany prison population is Aboriginal people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they are highly overrepresented in the justice system and in the family domestic violence area. And we provide family domestic violence programs and provide assistance with legal issue and representation in child protection matter as well as family law matters.
Sure, that's wonderful. Very heartening to learn. And you all are celebrating the NADOC week. What all did you all do during this time?
In my organization, NIDOC events are celebrated every year, and NIDOC week is a time for reflection and celebration. Well, we decided to introduce NIDOC awards in the Great Southern Region to recognize the outstanding contribution that Aboriginal people of this region make to improve the lives of Aboriginal people in their communities and beyond. So we had organized a welcome to country, which was performed by a traditional owner of this land. We had traditional dances, didgeridoo performances, and we had live Aboriginal band. And the community spirit was very strong. We had over 250 community members attended the event this year. As I said, you know, kangaroo meat, they say yonga. Mm-hmm. Kangaroo meat and dampers were prepared by Noongar ladies.
Lovely.
Well, I make sure that, you know, I empower Noongar staff to plan, organize and execute the NIDOC event.
That's great. Just finally, what is the thing you love best about these people?
Well, to me, you know, I see the unity when it comes to NIDOC week. You know, they want the wider community to know that, you know, they have a rich culture and heritage. And it's also a great opportunity for non-Indigenous Australian to join in and acknowledge the achievement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to gain a better understanding of their culture.
Thank you for your time today, and we wish you all the best for your work. I know that under your leadership, you have won the 2018 IABCA Award for Community Services. So keep that up, and we'll hear more from you in the future.
Thanks, Kumud.
sbs.com.au/Hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।